It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Woohoo!
I've missed that sting, eh?
I've missed that sting too.
I knew you were going to say that. You love it. You always dance to it.
It's so good.
We've missed you, Sam. It's nice to have you back.
Did you catch any film festival movies?
I didn't. I've been reclused and
he's a television
working.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
I got only watch short form content. Lane. Yeah, I actually haven't seen a movie in years.
Really?
Movies, what are they?
No, that was a joke. This is the radio test. Not everything's true. Okay, so today we're talking about The Boys.
The Boys?
Which is this new show on Amazon Prime Video. Superheroes, comic book, you know all my favourites.
I love it.
This is just a typical Sam TV show. And basically, this show is meant to be a subversion on the superhero genre. So it's meant to like battle against the superhero fatigue we've been having with all these Marvel films, etc., etc., etc. So let me, set up the scene. The Boys is basically... it's a group of people that are against superheroes because in this universe, basically superheroes are... I've said superheroes so many times. They're basically like celebrities and they're abusing their power. So think of the Lindsay Lohan, Donald Trumps, Kim Kardashians. That's kind of what superheroes are.
Okay.
They're just these basically actors that are superheroes, but...
and they're
just,
lapping up their fame.
Yeah. And people idolize them and they feel like gods because, to be fair, they
have
kind
superpowers.
Of gods.
Yeah.
And then there's the Seven, which is the superhero group that's meant to be... a takeoff of the Justice League. So it's like an Aquaman, it's like a Batman, it's kind of like
okay,
that.
Okay, got you.
So they're all just like allegories for the Justice League.
Yep.
And it starts off with Huey, the main character. His girlfriend is killed by a superhero through collateral damage. I'm doing air quotes when I say that.
Yep.
Collateral damage. So this super fast guy, the Flash allegory, whatever, he runs through his girlfriend and she basically bursts into red mist and it's all very sad.
Okay. I like the bursts into red mist as the sort of superhero way of dying in a movie.
Yeah, no, it definitely is like a red mist. Like she's gone. And they like settle on like a court case because she was like 1 foot in the road. So therefore he's not liable for a murder or whatever. It's all very suspect and sad and kind of a really grim, gritty take on how superheroes could be perceived.
Right.
Also, the show's great because it stars Carl Urban, fellow Kiwi, and Anthony Starr, Outrageous Fortune.
Nice. Yeah.
Anthony Starr plays the main bad guy, but like the main good guy because he's a superhero.
Got you.
So he plays Homelander, who's like the Captain America, Superman, invincible character. And God, is he creepy. It's the creepiest character... well, not the creepiest I've ever seen, but like definitely this very unhinged superhero who's invulnerable, shoots lasers out of his eyes, flies, like nobody can touch him, nobody can kill him.
Okay, so he's sort of like Captain America crossed with Superman, kind of awful.
He's this god among men and he can do whatever he wants and he's also a psychopath.
Right.
So it's just... and the show is so gritty.
That sounds entertaining to watch.
It's so entertaining. The show goes from strength to strength and just how bonkers it is. Like, it's enjoyable. Like, there's no reason for it not to be enjoyable.
And
like,
just looking online at who it's created by, so it's not created by, like, Marvel or anything like that, is it?
So it's its own... The Boys was published by, I think it was Dark Horse Comics.
Right.
So another one of those lesser-known comic book people. And it came out in 2008. And from all the reviews I've read of it, because I always, like, do a little bit of homework on what everyone else has been saying, basically... it is way more timely, everyone seems to think, now because celebrity culture has become so much more than it was in 2008.
Yeah, that makes sense. So people can like understand it a bit better. And
yeah, it's way more poignant now than I think it was back in the day.
Hmm. Also, it sounds like you were kind of saying as well, there's sort of a kind of a Me Too sort of element to it as well. It talks about how women are portrayed in superhero genre quite often, which is not very well a lot of the time.
No, yeah. So basically, if you don't know superhero comic books or storylines or whatever, women always get the short stick. They're always basically, even in action films, like most media, women are the catalyst for male heroes to
go do something heroic.
So you know how at the end of the first act there's meant to be like a significant change? That always is someone's wife dying or someone's daughter being kidnapped.
Or the mother disappears or all that stuff.
And the male hero is like, I'm going to save the day.
Yeah.
Where it's like, why can't he have like legitimate...
other reasons.
Yeah, like why does it have kill a girl
to have a plot point.
This show obviously starts with Huey's girlfriend dying and that spurs him into being against superheroes. Also, the other main character is Starlight, who is this young ingenue girl from the sticks, superhero who joins the Seven, and she's all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, believes in the dream of helping people, and finds out the real dark underbelly of superheroes.
So, do you think it does well on that? Do you think it goes like far enough to be a commentary on that, or does it just sort of end up re-presenting those tropes?
It's so hard for me to say, because that's definitely one of the issues I have, is like, if you're representing tropes and trying to make a commentary on them, where does it become just representing the tropes? So I can think of maybe 5 female characters in this show, and they're all not like, I think Starlight is the best character, but she gets like Harvey Weinstein'd in the first episode.
Okay, right.
And a lot of the female characters aren't given lots of agency or their own storylines, but it's hard to tell whether they, like, obviously the show is trying to poke fun at superhero shows.
Culture. Yeah.
So I do believe that they're trying their best, but I think it'd be interesting from a female perspective.
To see what people thought, yeah.
Obviously, I am not a female. I don't have the female perspective. I try to, but it's definitely something that I reckon going into it, if you're expecting like this super nuanced take on it,
right,
it might not be that.
That. Yeah, but it's still a good show.
Is it funny? Because one of the creators is Seth Rogen.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
The show is so funny.
I don't know
funny.
Who this is. Maybe I do, but not off the top of my head. Eric Kripke?
Eric Kripke sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Click on his IMDb.
He's not familiar to me, but maybe some people out there might know who he is.
It sounds like a cool show. It sounds like a good premise. I guess it's good that people are trying, at least, to have these conversations.
And it's so different from everything else we've seen. Like, it honestly presents such a better, more realistic view of superheroes than I think.
Someone's texted in, I'm talking about Deadpool as well. Have you seen Deadpool?
Yeah, man.
Does it sort of ring true to that kind of like parody of superhero culture? I'm talking about it like it's, you know, superhero culture, you know?
I think Deadpool fits more into superhero movies than this one.
Okay.
I think this one's way more gritty
and
realistic.
So this is called The Boys, for the listener who missed the name of that.
Yeah, The Boys. Because it's focused on this group of humans trying to take down superheroes called The Boys.
Got you.
Even though there is a female in the team, but it's just called The Boys. I don't know why it's called The Boys.
Seth Rogen, maybe that's why.
But yeah, I reckon everyone should check this show out. It's already been renewed for a second season, and super well received. Like, I know that it's got great reviews all over the show. I obviously can't be sure if it's like this super intellectual show, because a lot of it is like gore and fighting and that kind of stuff. So I want to hear everyone else's thoughts as well, because one of those shows that like I definitely really enjoyed watching, but I can't tell if it's like this triumph of modern TV or if it's just like another
enjoyable
TV
show.
So if you can watch it, listeners, and text in what you think, and then we can pass it on to Sam next week.
Yes.
5395. Thank you, Sam. It's nice to have you back.
I know. I've been really excited. Also, can everyone text me shows to watch for next week? Because I've only been watching Glee recently.
So. Oh, my.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you said that in
It's true. Like, I love Glee. It's not a good show, but I've been watching it. It's on Netflix now.
So text Sam suggestions,
some suggestions for TV.
5395.
Save Sam from himself so he doesn't have to watch Glee all week. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
You're listening to BFM Breakfast.